This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Uma with you on the evening edition. It's 5:35. Sean Tannis is here, of course, with the markets. But first, let's take a look at a local startup called Diff Global Solutions. They have launched their new e-hailing service. It's called Diff Ride. Mm-hmm. The company says it already has 2,000 registered drivers, and by the end of this year, it will have 6,000 drivers with about 500,000 riders. That's a lot. Yeah. I mean, I know Grab is a monopoly, but tell us what's going on.
The company says it will become the first e-hailing service provider in the country with a flat fee of 5 ringgit per day. Because right now, the common profit sharing system in practice is the company will take about 20 to 25% from the driving partner's collection, right?
Right.
So this new 5 ringgit daily fee gives drivers access to connect with passengers and insurance coverage for both drivers and passengers. Sounds... too good to be true, actually.
As in, I don't know how they're going to make money.
Diff Ride CEO also said they want to offer riders a competitive fare rate for their journey and also allow their drivers to take home a larger income.
So basically, everybody wins. Win yeah. All round.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds good.
Like a manifesto.
I have hopes. The fact that the launch was officiated by Transport Minister Anthony Loke himself, that would seem to give some legitimacy to the setup. And he also made a few comments about e-hailing services. And do you really think, are we allowing ourselves to think that they're really going to become Grab's new competitor?
You have a point, because the minister, why would the minister endorse an event like this if they haven't had any discussion at the top level regarding this whole thing? And because they already applied the licenses with SPAD as well. And this may not be the only competitor for Grab, because Minister Anthony Loke urged more taxi drivers to join e-hailing services, because he believes instead of fighting with a competitor, they can now join the rival and be part of a regulated industry that will be fair for all.
We have made a policy decision that it will go hand in hand, e-hailing and taxi drivers. That's why we come up with the regulations. We regulated e-hailing, and then give a 1 year period for all e-hailing companies to adopt to the new regulations. And I think that's the way forward. Of course, we will help the taxis to adopting e-hailing and so on. And of course, with certain incentive to be given to the traditional taxi drivers, by giving them individual permits, helping them in terms of financial incentive. And so right now, actually, we soften the regulations as well. For example, previously, each taxi has to go to car inspection every 6 months. Right now, we standardize it with e-hailing. It's once a year. So in a way, it has been more relaxed regulation for the taxi.
Right. So that was, of course, Transport Minister Anthony Loke himself. Other information about this thing. Apparently, this is going to be the first one that is all the drivers are fully registered with SPAD. I believe they're following the new rules and regulations, which have been a problem with Grab and Uber and all of that stuff. And then the other piece of news to come out of this is that Anthony Loke received a phone.
Yes.
He declared it and then gave it back.
New Malaysia.
Which is a tiny gesture, but it's a nice one. Because in the past, it was just, I give you a phone, now you give me contract. You know, so at least it's nice to see that these things are changing. So hurrah to that. Let's move on to Bursa. Utusan Melayu shares fell today. What's happening with them?
Yeah, I guess no one saw this coming. But Utusan Melayu shares fell by 4 cent after it was classified as a practice note 17 company. And Utusan said it will need to come up with a regularization plan. Oh my God, this word. Within the next 12 months. And if it fails to do that, Utusan can be delisted from the stock exchange. And Utusan closed down 19% at 17 cent.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean Tannis, for that market wrap. Keep it here on the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.